This is a revision podcast looking at the development of vaccinations for the topic of disease and infection. So by 1800, people still didn't know what had caused disease. There was no knowledge of germs at this time. So we're looking at how the initial discoveries led to direct treatment or prevention of disease. And the key people here are Edward Jenner, later on followed by the work of Louis Pasteur. Smallpox was a very infectious disease, killed about 25% of the people who caught it. Those who survived would be scarred for life or left blind. The only way of treating this is isolation. In the Middle Ages, however, prevention of smallpox was possible in China and India by introducing healthy people to the pus or scabs of someone who has smallpox. The idea being that if you get a mild amount, your body will develop resistance to it, and that will give you protection from full-on smallpox. This method is called inoculation, and it makes its way to Britain in 1718, when Lady Mary Wortley Montagu had her child inoculated. Inoculation was risky, though, as it is possible to catch full-blown smallpox in the process and therefore die. However, the risks of inoculation were less than the risks of smallpox. That brings us to Edward Jenner, Gloucestershire doctor who observed that milkmaids didn't get smallpox. What they did get, though, was cowpox, an animal variation of similar, but that seemed to mean that they didn't then suffer from human smallpox. Jenner used the pus from a cowpox scab on a girl called Sarah. Sarah was the sufferer from cowpox, and he placed it into the arms of 8-year-old James Phipps. 6 weeks later, he then did the same with smallpox, but Phipps showed no reaction. The inoculation using cowpox had prevented him from catching smallpox. The problem with this, of course, is that Jenner couldn't actually explain how it worked. It did work, but he couldn't explain it, so there was resistance to this. Some doctors made quite a lot of money carrying out inoculations. Some religious groups said that smallpox was a punishment from God, and therefore you shouldn't be doing anything to prevent it. And there's the famous sources which show people turning into cows as they believed being vaccinated with an animal disease would lead to becoming a cow. The other opposition to Jenner, obviously, was that he was a country doctor, and some people doubted that a country doctor could have made such an important discovery. The Royal Society refused to publish his book. The term vaccination obviously is based on vacca, which is Latin for cow, but basically Jenner was using the same ideas as inoculation, but using a different, less sort of powerful disease, which made it a much safer process. Over time, attitudes to this change, and the government makes in 1853 vaccination compulsory against smallpox for all children. Jenner is known as the father of immunology, the idea of immunising people against diseases. But the problem remains that he cannot explain what causes disease. So he has no knowledge of germs, he is only a prevention against falling ill. But it is the first probable prevention in history. How might this be assessed? Obviously, in Section A, there is source material that they might use for ideas about treatment. So he would be a key person to talk about the development of drugs or the development of treatments and preventions. In Section B, Jenner could feature as an individual on his own, possibly for comparison against someone like Pasteur or Robert Koch.